to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chains.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Confessions podcast. I don't know if you've noticed, I changed my logo. It says now it says Strictly Anonymous Confessions. I wanted my logo to be like, so when people are searching online and they see my podcast, they know exactly what it is without even having to read the titles. Anyway, I like the new name. Check out the new logo. I think it's fucking great. That's that. It's weird to say because I'm just used to saying Strictly Anonymous. Maybe Confessions is just like the tagline, so I don't have to say it. But anyway, if you are on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, follow my show at Strict Anonymous on Instagram and Twitter. It's at Strict Anonymous. On Facebook, it's Strictly Anonymous Podcast. If you are on YouTube, or even if you're not on YouTube, go to YouTube, subscribe to my channel. I post my videos over there and people comment a lot on them, and I always comment to everybody back over there. So go to YouTube and subscribe to my channel, Strictly Anonymous Podcast, and comment on the episodes if you wanted to get into a convo about them. I'm always over there talking to people, and I love it as a platform for my show. What else? If you can write a review, write a review. Thanks for everybody that has written reviews. My grammar sucks. Recently, there was somebody in Canada too. It's hard for me to see ones that are written in other countries, but I saw someone. I saw one that someone wrote in Canada very recently, like maybe this week, last week, and it was really nice. A bunch of people wrote some in the United States recently, really good ones. I want to just say thank you so much because those really helped the show. Thanks for everybody who joined my Patreon page. I love the people on my Patreon page. They're called patrons, and they're really supporting my show. If you want to support my show, I've been doing my show for 6 years. You go to Patreon. There's three different levels. If you want to do just to support my show and get these episodes early, it's $3 a month. It's kind of like chump change. And like I said, you're totally supporting my show and you get these episodes early on Friday as opposed to Sundays. So go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast and sign up there. There's other tiers that offer different things. I used to do consulting services where people talk to me and I don't air it. And I charge for that. Now you could also sign up for that as well on Patreon. So go to Strictly and I'd go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast and join, sign up, support my show. I fucking love you if you do that. If you haven't subscribed to my show, subscribe. Also, if you want to be on the show, I say it's Strictly Anonymous Confessions, right? This is a place where people call in while remaining anonymous and get to talk about their deepest, darkest, dirtiest things. I also like to give advice. And so, you know, even if you have a regular problem and you just need advice and you want someone to pick apart your issue and analyze it for you for a good hour or so, send me an email. Go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show, or send me an email directly at strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Today I have on a guy named Aaron. Now, Aaron wrote in, and this is like a interesting one because illegal might be, it is a term, a word that we used in this podcast. We also used like rape. He used the word victim. I mean, it's a little cray cray what this guy does, yet I'm not saying it's right. It's completely wrong and he knows it. But I would say that because he knows what he's doing is wrong and because he wants to stop it is why I'm still airing this episode, because I think he'll get a lot out of it when he listens to it. And it is a very interesting story. You know, if he's doing something like this, there's got to be other people who are doing this kind of thing. And what it is that he does is he's into feet. He has a big foot fetish. And when he was very young, he went in and he calls it like sleepy feet or sleepy foot. I mean, he likes to go in when someone's sleeping, lift up the covers and use their feet to pleasure himself. But while they're sleeping, and these people have no idea that he's doing it. He started, like I said, when he was super young. So, you know, at that point, you're like, okay, he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. And after, like, you do it one time, you feel bad, and that's it. But that's not what happened. He kept doing it, and he's been doing it for a really long time. And we talk all about that. Like I said, if this was a guy that was just calling up to brag about how he, like, does this to women while they're sleeping, I would have probably a big problem with airing it. The difference with this guy is that he knows what he's doing is wrong. He hasn't been doing it lately. He wants to stop. And that's why he called into the show. So, you know, it's you're really listening to somebody who's really being honest about their stuff, but also is self-aware and knows about it. So I find that's an easier conversation for me to have than when I'm talking to somebody who's blatantly doing something that's so beyond wrong and they don't even fucking know or think it's wrong. You know, I like this guy. He's really young still, even though he's been doing it for a long time. He's got a foot fetish. He does this really fucking weird thing and he's got to fucking stop. If anyone has advice for him, I think I put a call out on there if anyone wants to talk to him and help him. He needs like a sponsor, you know? I think he has a little bit of a sex addiction. He's addicted to what he does. And we talk a lot about how he could stop it, why he does it, what exactly he does. And it's all of it is super interesting, entertaining, eye-opening, all of the above. So anyway, I'm going to be right back on with Aaron.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.
Okay, hey Aaron, welcome to a Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm good, but you were very late to call into my show, so I only have like a half hour to talk to you, and we're just going to do it because I have another half hour podcast, and I'm going to pair you up with that, okay? We're going to get right into it. You have a foot fetish, and you say that you do like really crazy things to people. This is what I'm assuming, and let me know if I'm right. I'm thinking, because of what you said in your email, that you like maybe molest people's feet as they're sleeping when they don't know. Is that something that you're doing right now, or am I wrong?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, kind of.
I mean, because you said you do something when people are sleeping. I mean, but who are these people?
So, like, it happened actually like pretty young when I like very first started doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like 12 or 13.
And who would those people be then at that age? Who were you doing it to?
So my sister was older than me at the time, but she'd have like friends come and stay the night,
mm-hmm.
I guess. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I always just was liked feet and was into feet, and they would come over and they'd be asleep, or I'd always be around my sister, hanging out with them, or whatever. And yeah, it just kind of went from there.
No, but what do you mean went from there? I want to know specifically, like, so, you know, paint the picture. I got already that your sister's hanging out, she's got some friends, they're having a sleepover, everyone goes to sleep, and now what actually goes down?
I don't know, it's kind of like an adrenaline rush. It got pretty real, so I was, like, old enough to understand what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know, it's so weird to talk about, because, like, I know that it's wrong, but...
You can't stop.
I can't stop, and, I mean, I feel like I don't actually hurt them. Like, I'm not forcing them down and tying them up or something, and they wake up never the wiser, so, I mean...
Yeah, but what are you actually doing? This is what I want to know. You sneak into the room. Like, walk me through what you actually do to their feet. Do you know what I'm saying? That's what I want to know first before we get into all this other stuff that's super interesting too. Like when you walk in, so the first time you did it or the 10 times you do it, there's someone sleeping, you lift the covers off of their foot, and what do you do to their feet?
Well, I'll kind of like freeze like a mouse at first when they're in there. But the main goal, if possible, because you have to be careful, you don't want to wake them up and then be caught, and then everybody's like, wow, this guy's a fucking weirdo, because it's pretty fucked up. Like,
yeah.
You don't want to get caught. So, like, I'm shaking. I, like, peel the covers back. I try to peel the covers back as soft as I can. It's easier when they're, like, a heavier sleeper, but if you get, like, a light sleeper, sometimes you don't even get to finish what you do.
And how would you know if they're a light sleeper or not? I mean, it's, right? Because these are just, like,
It's really just a gamble.
Yeah, that's totally.
That's what makes it so exciting.
Yeah.
Because, like, I have a girlfriend, and she has beautiful feet, and I wouldn't even need to do this, but it's just...
It's the rush. It's not just the foot, right? But tell me what you actually do to their feet. I still don't know.
So the main goal is to get a foot job, like to rub my dick on their feet.
That's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
It's one thing, listen, I got to tell you this. Like you say, like they're none the wiser and they don't even know and I'm not really hurting them. But, you know... You're like, it's one thing if you just lift it up, and this is what I was thinking. This is why I needed the specifics, because it's if you're lifting up the covers and you're just, you know, touching their feet, and then you run back in your room and you jerk off to it. I mean, that's still not right, but you know, it's a different scenario than you taking your hard cock out and like putting it in between their feet and like jerking yourself off with their body parts. Do you know what I mean? Like that's major. Like that's majorly.
It's pretty intense. It's crazy.
It's totally crazy. First of all, I mean, I have a million questions, but I just need to know, have you ever been caught?
Actually, I have kind of been caught.
What does that mean?
So, like, well, one time, it was with my sister's friend again, and they were just, like... I guess they were asleep, and her feet were hanging off the bed. And I think this was before I could even, like, actually ejaculate. So I would just go in there and rub it on their feet.
Yeah.
And I was basically doing it, and, like, she jerked up out of her sleep and woke up, kind of. And then I just kind of ran out the room and, like, came back and did it again. And she didn't, like, say anything that night, but, like, the next day she was like, hey, I know what you did, and that's not okay. Never do that again. And that was pretty much it. Like, got caught, but with no consequences.
Right. Well, you're her friend's sister. You know, she's friends with your sister. She probably didn't want to get you in trouble. I mean, you know.
And that probably the only thing that probably helped me at the time was my age.
Right. You're a young kid, you know. Yeah. But she was probably fucking horrified.
Yeah, probably.
And probably I would say still in shock, even just, you know, because it's like literally the next morning, you know, it's just a couple hours. I think sometimes stuff like that, you have to, sometimes it takes a while to process it. Because I think a lot of people are always like, oh, you know, people don't react the right way when like crazy things happen to them. But a lot of times it's like you're it's so hard to stay in the moment when something insane is happening because your brain can almost like not even, you know, comprehend what's going on. So it takes a while, you know. So I think, you know, probably 5 days later she was like, holy fucking shit, you know, but probably never brought it up. But you know, now you're doing it with like what gave you, do you remember like what made you thing to cross that line and actually go, because listen, there's a lot of people out there that have a foot fetish and probably fantasize about doing that, but what it was and what was going on that first time that you crossed the line and decided to go in and like violate somebody else's feet?
So we had a boy that we babysit, but I don't like boys' feet or anything like that. But he had an older sister that would come over, like, I don't know why she couldn't watch him for some reason, but she'd come over with him while my older sister watched him, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And she would watch him, like, overnight when their mom was working the overnight shift or something. And I'd play video games with him because he was more around my age. But they would both, like, fall asleep in my bed, him and his older sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just kind of fall asleep at the beginning of the bed. And, like, how it was set up, she just had her feet on me, like, already.
Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
And I just started, like, playing with him, massaging him or whatever. And then when she went to sleep, it just kind of went from there. Because, like I said, I've always liked feet from, like, a real early age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember, like, and I listened to your show or something. It really is, like, the teacher thing. Like, tell the teachers to watch out because they definitely causing something. I remember I was in, like, third or second grade.
Yeah.
And we're taking tape measures and we're measuring things around the classroom. And my teacher had flip-flops on. And she said that we could basically, like, measure her flip-flop or her foot or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
And right. There was another kid measuring it. So I went over there to measure it. And I did not know what it was that, like, took over this little kid's body, but I did not measure anything else the entire time. I was like, all right, I'm going to measure your shoe. All right, now I'm going to measure your toe. Now I'm going to measure this toe. Now I'm going to measure the bottom of your foot, the top of your foot. Yeah, she shouldn't have done that. I think she's what made me crazy.
Why? Because that's the moment that you remember it, like, clicking? Like,
yeah, that's what I remember. Like, I was like, that's probably why I like feet. And she had gorgeous feet, too.
Right. Yeah. It's like the chicken and the egg thing. Like, which came first, right? Like, did you have that seed in you and then, like, her foot and what she offered you, which was the measuring, was like the water, you know what I mean, that made that grow? Or was it her foot that planted the seed? You know what I'm saying?
I think it was her feet that made me start noticing the other feet.
Because they were so nice?
Yeah, because they were so nice. I was like, wow, they're really pretty. She had them painted.
Yeah, I think a lot of kids would see nice looking feet and not feel that way. I don't know, though, you know?
That's the first time I ever got to, like, go up and touch a foot or,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think other foot fetish guys would understand that. I always say I give unprofessional advice. I don't really know anything. So that's why I ask a million questions, because I'm trying to figure stuff out, you know? But
that's what makes you so good, though.
You think? Because I don't know anything? Yeah. Okay, so you start with the babysitter. Now, I could see, like, so it's not like a big jump, right? Like, at first, it's not like you're just sitting there thinking about feet in your room and then you go into another room and start molesting someone's feet. It's like you're sleeping in bed with this girl at a young age, which just totally goes down and happens, right? Her foot's touching yours by accident because shit like that happens, right? And because you're a foot guy, it starts to turn you on. So I'm assuming maybe you're jerking off, like, when that's happening and they're sleeping?
No, see, like, I never, like, ever jerked off. So her feet were kind of, like, just sitting in my lap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I just kind of started rubbing, and it really grew from there.
Oh, okay, so you're giving her, like, a foot massage.
Yeah.
Right, but when does it get to be where you think, like, oh, I'm going to put my dick inside someone's feet? Did you ever do that to that girl?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, but so how does that... Okay, so that girl sleeps over one night. You're rubbing her feet. Now, all the rest of the time she sleeps over, this starts to go down and you continue this behavior with her?
Yeah. I just started getting like a huge boner, really. And right. then I was just kind of like, it felt good, like rubbing it through my pants. And I was like...
Was this that same night?
Like... Yeah.
Okay, go on.
And I was wondering, what would it feel like, like outside of my pants, so I start rubbing it, and that's like the first time.
Oh, okay, I see like how that happens. It's
some
sort of
cum
like,
or something, yeah. And then I go into the bathroom and I'm looking down, and there's this white stuff. I'm like, what is this?
Oh, interesting. So that's like the first time you ejaculated and you had no idea.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
First time ever,
right? Oh, god, that's why you got wired that way. All these firsts, you know what I mean? The first time you ever came and had an orgasm or ejaculated, maybe you didn't have an orgasm. I don't know, because I found out recently on my show, those are two different things. But it was from her foot rubbing on your dick.
Yeah.
So I get that you would, you know, be on a quest to go find that. So now, did that girl sleep over more and you did that to her more times? Or
yeah,
was that
probably...
It
probably happened like 4 times with that girl before that it stopped.
And as far as you know, she was always sleeping, right?
Yeah, she was definitely asleep.
And then what were you going to just say?
And then like I'd try it with my sister's friends that would come over, and I'd have some like successful ones with that. And then I'd find myself like literally waiting for my sister's friends to come over, but my sister became like way less popular than like when she was younger, and uh-huh. like all these friends were coming over. So like I'd get so crazy just like thinking about it, and I would like at that age, how I was raised, I didn't ever like touch myself. Uh-huh. I just didn't think to do it. Like I didn't know what Pornhub was. I didn't.
How old are you now?
I'm in my 20s.
Okay. Uh huh.
So, like, I'd be like, I don't know what Pornhub is. Like, I don't probably start jacking off until I was, like, 16, maybe 17, like, late bloomer.
So, are you saying, like, that was your only resource, you know, to, like, get off? Because
yeah,
you didn't really know anything
really,
else?
Yeah, that was all I really wanted. Like, one time, I actually, like, was wanted it so bad, like, so... My sister had this friend, and she came over during the middle of the day, and I guess she had been drinking beer or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and she just came in the house, was acting kind of goofy, like really drunk. I don't know what she said she drunk, but she went in the room with my sister, and my sister was like playing this game, and I'm kind of like just watching her play this game, but I go under the covers while her friend's like drunk or passed out or not paying attention, and they both kind of weren't paying attention, and I'm like awkwardly positioned, and I like start rubbing their feet there, and like come inside my pants, and they were none the wiser, and that was like in the middle of the day.
Wow.
And I'm probably like 13 when this was like all going down.
Right. 13 is what, like 7th grade, 8th grade?
Yeah.
Right. And now at this point, have you started to go into the room when your friends are, her friends are sleeping and do it?
Yeah. I'd like creep from my room into their room or the living room or wherever they were at.
Mm-hmm. And so you'd rub it, but you wouldn't ejaculate, or you would? I don't understand.
I would. Once I found out that I could, like I discovered that there was something that I could do.
And you jerk off like on their feet or on the bed?
I would, like, honestly just get, like, a foot job. I wouldn't jerk off. I'd just rub it until I was complete.
So, now, like, after the first time, I guess because it happens, like, slowly. Because, I mean, you definitely, like, crossed a line. It's one thing when that girl is, like, sleeping the first time and it kind of happens by accident and you're rubbing her foot and then it rubs up on your dick and then you come, you know. But when you start to sneak in and do it when someone's sleeping, I mean, does it, in the beginning, the first couple times, did you feel guilty at all or anything like that? Or what kind of feelings did you have about what you were doing?
I definitely felt guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But there was like a drive. Like I said, I bullshit myself and I talk. I try to make excuses for myself, like, oh, you're not hurting them. Or,
yeah.
You're not doing that, but, you know, that's fucking bullshit. But
yeah,
it's like, that was okay with me. Like, I talked myself out of it, and I was okay with it. I was like, it feels good. They're asleep. They don't know. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you're addicted. You're no different than an addict who's addicted to whatever, whether it's cocaine or alcohol, right? I mean, you could. That's what goes on. That's an internal conversation that happens with addicts as well. You know, they know that it's wrong, but they can't stop and they have to do it. It's this. It's food. Like, I'm trying to do intermittent fasting, right? Where, because I, that's how I stay my skinniest. If I don't eat past a certain time. Last night, my mind started to be like, have a bag of popcorn, and I'm like, no, and I, you know, but I ate the fucking bag of popcorn. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just, because it's so that pull and that thing. It's like you're addicted. You know, and it really is like you against you in situations like that. I've quit a lot of addictions in my
life.
I would
definitely say if there's anything I'm addicted to, it would be that.
Yeah, for sure. And it's very powerful, that pull. And when you have something, you know, sexual arousal, right? It's like, you know, and because you really wired yourself into that scenario to get yourself off at a very young age, like all of your first sexual experiences were done in that way, right?
Yeah. And there was a lot of them. Like, I did a lot, like, I don't know, when I was young, I would just make it a mission. And like I said, when like my sister's friends would stop coming over or whatever, I would like just, it felt like forever. Like, I was just like, what can I do? It got to a point where I was like, what can I do? So I started going over to my buddy's house, and he had sisters, and I'd spend the night. And it's like my best friend.
Oh,
too.
My
He's
God.
Still,
oh my
still
God.
My best friend to this day. He doesn't know.
Of course.
Like, but one day I was up in his sister's room on her couch, ended up getting one from her. And I think I actually got like 4 foot jobs from like 4 different girls at his house.
You meaning like his sister and her friends and people like that?
So two of his sisters, like his cousin was over there one time. And yeah, I think that's actually only 3 of them.
Oh my God. And so, and you add into it, I keep forgetting, but there's also that sense of, wow, you could be fucking caught, and what you're doing is so...
Yeah, that's what made it so exciting. So, because it would never... I'd first, like, be waiting for a while for any opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
And so, like, when it had happened, I'd be so scared. I'd have adrenaline. It'd be so exciting. Like, it wouldn't take long. Like, now, when I get a foot job, it feels like it takes a minute because I got my endurance up, whatever. My girlfriend has pretty feet, but I get them all the time.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're doing that, it's, I'm not supposed to be doing this. This is wrong. I can get caught. And then, like, everybody knows you're a fucking freak.
Right.
But, so, like, I wouldn't just be rubbing my dick on their feet forever and really waking them up. It'd be pretty quick, like 5 minutes, you know?
Right. It's, of course, because it's so heightened.
It's so exciting. You know?
Yeah.
It's
all the buildup. It's all that. So it literally takes you a couple minutes, for sure. Anyone could understand that, you know, I could understand it. What's hard to, but it's also, it's not hard to understand, at least for me, why you can't stop, right? Is there a part of you that wants to stop? Well, wait, let's not just get to that point. We'll wait for my advice for you, because I do want to give you some advice at the end of the show. I still want more details, because I feel like there's probably stuff that you haven't told me. So, you know, when you're younger, you're dating your girl now, you know, so you would always, when you stopped being able to do this to your sister's friends, then you started to do it with your friends' sisters and their friends. I mean, what's the most craziest one you ever did? I mean, they're all it's all pretty fucking crazy. So maybe there is it. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, I'd say in high school I had some pretty crazy ones, because that's when I like started drinking and stuff.
Yeah.
And I could always go to like my dad's house when I was staying with him. He always didn't. He didn't care when I had friends over, really.
Uh huh.
So we're all drinking over at my house, and it's me and my girlfriend and then like her best friend. And yeah, I pretty much like we're drinking all night. And I wasn't even really drinking a lot because I knew kind of what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're passed out on the bed, and she's, and this has happened, this is when it really got probably the best times, because, like, I was pretty popular in high school, so everybody was like, oh, you know, we can all go to Aaron's house and hang out with, do whatever, his dad doesn't care, like, we can go in there. So I'd have a bunch of people over there. And that's when I really started, like, getting them consistently. I was like, if I just provide alcohol and do this, then, you know, you guys can stay at night, then I can get it pretty easy. So my girl's on the bed asleep, and her friend's just, like, passed out on the floor. And, like, she was so passed out that I could really get a foot job, like, however I wanted. Like, it wasn't...
Right.
I didn't have to be too sneaky about it.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, because I did it with her a couple times, because she came over a couple times to drink with us or whatever. One time, it felt like she woke up and was like, actually, I know for a fact, because I had, like, propped her foot up on some pillows, so it just, like, sit under my area.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was rubbing... at first, and then she just started, like, rubbing her foot herself, like, moving it back and forth. I don't know if she was doing that because she was dreaming or whatever, but she's just started, like, doing it herself, and then I just kind of stopped, like, but then I kept going, I finished or whatever, and then she just wakes up and pukes in the trash can and goes back to sleep.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oy.
But she never said anything about it, and actually, one time, my girlfriend's sister was over there drinking with us, vice versa, and I got a foot job from her. So that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, because it's like, A, you're cheating. There's a lot going on there, right? I mean...
like, that one, if I ever found out, like, I don't know.
If you ever got caught, you mean?
Yeah.
It would be a deal breaker, I'm sure. How long have you been dating your girlfriend for?
A long time. We're pretty much married.
Oh, you're pretty much married. Okay, so she knows about your foot fetish. Now, do you still do this kind of stuff while you're with her?
See, like, I did, but with her, I kind of, because, I mean, she more than satisfies me. Like I said, she probably has the most perfect feet.
Yeah.
I know how that sounds coming from a foot fetish guy, but.
Yeah.
She does. And I'm not the kind of guy who likes all feet either. Like, if I see some busted feet, I'm like, what? Like, all dudes' feet are fucking gross.
Yeah.
There's a lot of girl with some crusty toes out there. Like, I'm honestly, like, dated a girl in high school.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty open with what I like because, like, if you're not cool with it, it's not going to work because I just like it so much. And, she had, like, these freaking pterodactyl toes or weird feet. And, like, the next day I just broke up with her. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I can do it. And she's like, well, what the fuck? Because she's pretty in the face and everything.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Once you took those shoes off, man, just couldn't do it.
And so did you tell her your feet are just too busted?
No, I told my friends because my friends all kind of know that I have a foot fetish.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Why'd you break up with her? You should have smashed her first or something. She's hot.
Yeah.
Like, dude, her feet busted.
Yeah.
Didn't do it.
Yeah, I'm sure any foot fetish guy could totally understand, you know? So you meet your girlfriend now. You don't really do it when you're with her. Does anybody besides
it's not that I don't want to do it because if I had the opportunity, like I said, I'm kind of addicted. And like I have my own place and stuff now.
Uh-huh.
So I try to kind of do it. It's not as easy as it is in high school because, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
You're dumb. You don't want to liquor yourself up. You kind of drink socially.
Mm-hmm.
Or not everybody will just want to spend the night or something. Or there's way more people than over. So even if you're, I'll call them a victim because it's kind of fucked up what I do.
Yeah.
Even if your victim is asleep, then maybe somebody else or their friend is still up in the living room trying to do whatever.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. Now that you're older, it's a whole different thing.
Now that I'm older, like, normally what I'll do is I'll like go out there and creep, and like I'm way bigger than like 13-year-old me, super ninja. Like I could hide under the bed, like crouch in the corner.
Yeah,
I'd be fucking hidden. Like now I'm a bigger guy. I'm not fat. I'm skinny, but I'm 6 foot, like 200 pounds. So
right.
So there's not really sneaking around. So like I'll go in there. And I actually had some friends over, like, I just had two friends over, it was him and his girlfriend, and, like, I got her shoes off, I got her socks off, and I rubbed it on there literally one time, and, like, she kind of shifted, and I, like, ran away, and just went in my room, didn't finish, was so scared to, like, even come out of my room. And then I'll just get, like, one for my foot, like, and I want to get it, and I don't want... Like, it's bad, kind of, I guess there's no other way, like, I'm cheating, so.
Right.
Like, I don't want to do it, but I still, like, try, but like I said, it's just harder now. I don't know, but, mostly now, like, back in high school, it was easy, like, I'd get the foot job and I'd complete it, but now I'll, like, sneak around, maybe get their sock off, touch their foot a little bit, and then, like, run away, because I don't want to get caught. Like, I got too much to lose.
Right, you're smarter, you know more, you think things through more, but that urge is still there.
It's still there, and then, like, I'll just go in the room and get, like, a foot job from my girlfriend or something.
Right.
Blue ball myself.
Right, but you have to know that it is, the best way, and I don't know if you give a shit about even, you know, conquering this addiction that you have in yourself, and if you feel bad about it, but really the best way to kill an addiction is to not feed it, right? It's like this little voice inside of you that in every time you listen to it and cave to it, it stays alive, right? If you starve it, and the only way you starve it is by not listening to it and not doing what it wants you to do, it eventually gets weaker, right? And then it goes away. That's like, I've quit drinking, I've quit smoking, I haven't quit eating popcorn, but it's like, you know.
It's definitely gotten weaker.
Yeah.
Because like when back in the day in high school, like even if they got a little 50, I'd be like, you know, I'm just going to keep trying until I come.
Yeah.
Now I just get scared and I'm like, well, obviously you're being too rough or you're pushing your dick on them too hard or something that woke them up. You don't want to get caught.
Right. When was the last time you did it?
The last time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had a bunch of beautiful girls over at, I think it was still at my dad's house. And we had a little party, and so there was, let me count the people there. This was a lot of people there at this time.
Yeah.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 people there. And it was 4 guys and... Wait, no, there's 9 people there. It was 4 guys and 5 girls there.
Right.
And so... I know, like... It's my best friend's girl that has some really nice feet that, like... But she's always been a light sleeper. Like, I've tried before, but I never got to come on her feet. Still haven't got to come on her feet. But she was laying there kind of in an awkward position because my room was smaller than the rest of the house. She wouldn't let us, like, crash in the living room or anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you're having your friends over, you got to go in your room. So we're all, like, getting to the end of the night. We're playing this drinking game that's getting everybody fucked up. And it's... This girl that I think is cute, her cousin over there, and then it's my girlfriend's friend, and then her other friend that's over there. So I kind of, like, transitioned through all the feet that night. I'm just trying to get a foot out from one of them.
Right.
So, like, I try to go for the number one girl, and I'm rubbing on her feet for a while, like, but I'm in such an uncomfortable position.
Yeah.
Like, I'm squishing in between the dresser and stuff, so I couldn't really enjoy it. So, And then she just kind of like hiked her feet up, like moved, like crunched them into her butt.
Mm-hmm.
And she's by her boyfriend. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. So I go for her cousin because they kind of look similar and she has some pretty feet too. Like rub my dick on her feet for a little bit. And then kind of the same thing. She's laying next to another guy. So it's just awkward. And then I was kind of getting irritated. So I said, fuck it. And I just went to my girlfriend's feet and started jerking it with her feet for a minute. And then I was about to come and I was like, well, you know, you're not going to be truly satisfied if you just come on her feet. Cause you know, you can just get that tomorrow, like willingly.
Right.
And, so there's another girl and she's drunk too, but she has like kind of the busted feet, I guess you would say. Not busted, but they weren't as pretty as the girls that I was trying to get earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But like she had really pretty soles, so like her feet were kind of propped up on the bed, and I ended up getting a foot job and finishing on her. It was nice. Wow. I'd say that was the most recent.
Right.
The most recent successful one.
Well, what do you mean successful? Oh, meaning that it could go down. I mean, what would be unsuccessful? Yeah. Unsuccessful is not being caught. It's about...
So like, we have this girl that... it's actually one of my neighbors, so it's kind of fucking weird. Like, she came over, spend the night, whatever, because she talks to my roommate, the neighbor does, and they're chilling or whatever, and we're drinking, but I creeped in there and I tried, like, I was, like, peeling the blanket off of her feet, and her feet were already bare, but she just kind of was too awake for me, like, I'm not gonna risk that, and I was like, wake up to this guy's fucking, it's not even, like, if I was licking on feet or something like that, they'd be like, wow, that's weird. No, you're going to wake up to, like, a dick on your feet and be like, what the fuck? Probably kick me in the dick and call the police.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm careful. I'd rather go get the easy foot job from my girlfriend and get caught for the excitement, because it's not too exciting anymore once you get caught.
Yeah, no, and you're going to get it. You could, like, literally, like, go to jail. Like, you don't know. You know what I mean? What happens?
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, you could literally, I mean, you know, the wrong, like, because what you're doing is very wrong, you know?
Yeah, it's not right in too many ways.
I think it's illegal. Right? I mean, someone could say it's illegal now?
No, I mean, it's pretty much rape. And I hate saying that word because I'm not the guy that wants to take advantage of a woman, but like I've done it and I can't go back on it. And I really haven't been doing it as of much lately because, like I just said, I'm older and I got work and I care what people think of me. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't be the type of guy. And I remember watching one of your episodes and you're like, well, the freaking people, they've been married 30 years or whatever with normal lives. And you're like, no, those are all the motherfuckers that call into the show.
Wait, what was that? So explain that again. What did I say?
It was one episode and you were talking to a girl. I think it was a Stripper Stories or something.
Yeah, recently,
And she's like, there's these couples married for years and you know they're happy or whatever, they're married 40-50 years.
Oh yeah. And I'm like, yeah, no, yeah,
with no problems. And you're like, no, they're problem, they got problems. There's the motherfuckers calling into the show. And like me, I have my own house, I have a nice car, like,
right,
but you wouldn't think I have a good paying job. You wouldn't think like anything of this guy. I have pretty normal hobbies, like I'll go shoot guns and go fishing.
Right. Nobody knows. Besides, wait, I wanted to ask you this before. Besides me and all my listeners now, right? Does anybody else know about this? I don't even know what to call
like
it.
Nobody. I just call it like sleepy feet. And there's like, you, I obviously like look stuff up online because I'm like, am I the only fucking?
Yeah, I wanted to know. I figured you did. Yeah.
Excuse me. And I'm not. There's like other guys that, like, I would read on this fucking, I think it was called Mousepad or something.
Yeah.
And it just beats people telling like stories of them getting sleepy foot jobs and stuff. And that's another reason that I was like, oh, it's not so bad. Like, there's other people. But believe me when I say, I know it's completely fucked up. Like, I'm taking advantage of these girls. Like, it may not be hurting them or whatever, but, like, it's completely fucked up. I do understand that. But there's just, like, a dopamine or something that takes over.
Yeah, and I would say that it goes back to those early days when you were super young, and the first time you did it, it just sort of happened, right? And if that was the only time it happened, and we were talking, and I was talking to you, like, that would be like, oh, you know it, you know, and you realized it was fucked up, and you never did it again. That's one thing, right? You could understand.
I actually have a little book that I wrote back in high school that I found the other day. And I hide it in my house because I used to have like videos and stuff on my phone too.
What do you mean and videos? Of you?
Like I'd record some of the stuff. I wouldn't post it anywhere. But I'd go back and like probably jerk off to it or something because I was like, oh, that's hot.
Oh, that's just another fucked up layer. What's in the book?
So I wrote a book. It's like a little black book, honestly, of all the girls that I've done it to.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably like 30 names in there. And then I'll write like where it happened, like pretty much who hooked me up, like whose friend's house was I staying at that night, what their name was, like I even like graded their feet.
Oh yeah, I've had guys and like you on before.
And then I put like if I cummed or not.
Yeah, what is it all about? I had another guy who had that book, and I always love to know where that fucking book is hidden, because you're going to get caught. Like, someone's going to find that. Where is that book in your house?
I think it's just in, like, an old school bag downstairs.
Do you live... You said you're basically married to this girl. You guys obviously live together?
Yeah.
Okay, so why do you still keep that book? Do you still keep it updated? I mean, why not throw that fucking book out?
I need to.
Yeah, you do need to.
I don't know. I kind of wanted to keep it for the show. Like, I've been waiting for so long to, like, talk to somebody about it. Because, like I said, I've never told anybody about it ever. Because it's just not something that you talk about.
Yeah. Listen, I'm so glad that I did call you back. Because, you know, let's be honest. I could tell people that I was so mad at you because you were, like, 25 minutes late, 20 minutes late for my call. And I'm like, fuck off. Because I'm just so, I've been doing my show.
And
for,
I understood that. And, yeah. I felt bad. I was just around people, and I was like, I cannot, like, get on the phone and talk about this. There's I was like, go away, like, get away. But then I understand where you were coming from. I was like, this is literally her job. She does this every day. Like,
yeah,
she makes fucking great content. Like, it's, who thinks of something like that? But I was like, I honestly, I work, and my work is, like, stressful. So I'll be, I'll listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
And then I was listening to like Kevin Hart podcast.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, I was just thinking of like, cause I have no one to talk to about it. So I was just thinking about some things that I did in the past. And I was like, I'm going to look up a foot fetish podcast.
Yeah.
And, it was the weird guy that you were talking to. I honestly do think he's weird. He's talking about, he goes and pays to like massage deed or something. He's just odd.
Yeah,
guy.
He was from a long time ago. Mm-hmm. That was a long time
like,
ago.
Like, go out and get it, bud. I don't know. Not like me, but go out and get some feet.
I think he had social issues, though. He had a lot more going on. If from what I remember, if it was the guy that you were talking about.
But yeah, I was looking at your I scrolled for so long, but all I could find was fucking pantyhose shit.
Yeah.
And I do not get that. Like, I do not get it. It's just a piece of clothing. Like, if you like pantyhose, like, is it the foot, too, that turns you on?
I think maybe the legs. I get very into the whole pantyhose thing because I have a whole Patreon page just with pantyhose fetish guys, and so I've analyzed that.
I've listened to a couple of it, but yeah. I just do not get it. Like, Like, me, I like the feet. Like, take your socks off, take it off. Like, have it bare. And, like, same thing with the girl. Like, naked, yes, come here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone's different, though. That's what's so interesting, you know, and that's what you find out, you know. And within a fetish, there's all different ways that it expresses itself. It's not always the same in everybody, you know. I am sure, because I was going to ask you that. Like, I figured you found my podcast because you were Googling about your foot fetish, but I was wondering if you found a big community of men out there or other guys like you that do this exact thing.
Yeah, I found, like I said, that mouse pad. It was pretty much a site where they would, like, chat about it.
Right. And there's a lot of guys on there, did you find, like that, you think?
Yeah, they'd be talking about doing it to their cousins or a sister's friend. It was pretty, like, the same thing that I was doing, honestly.
Yeah. And now, just, it's, I think I asked you this before. There is a part of you that does want to not do it, right?
Yeah, I definitely, like, if I could have not liked feet, I would have not liked feet. Like, I like ass and titties. I always wondered growing up, like, why wasn't that good enough?
Right, or you just, right.
And then, like, you hear people like, ew, feet, that's fucking gross. And I'm like, yeah, there are some feet that are fucking gross. Like, all dudes' feet.
Yeah, it's right.
Or that girl's foot. Like, they will literally disgust me. So I get that. But, like, a pretty little dainty, like, cleaned up foot.
Yeah. You know who has your same foot fetish? Like, a famous guy who talks a lot about it is Machine Gun Kelly, which I think is cool. You know, there's, like, there needs to be people that talk about shit that other people are keeping secret, right?
That's me. That's me. Like, my friends used to try to give me, like, shit about it,
yeah,
like when they found out or whatever.
Yeah,
because I never just go around telling people. But
yeah,
my fucking, I had an ex-girlfriend, because I'd always tell them,
mm-hmm,
talking about your fucking foot fetish or whatever. No, it's just like, I didn't have an act embarrassed about it. I was like, so. And then, like, they try to give me shit about it, and I'm like, dude, that's what I like. Like, you like ass and titties, and they're going to be like, oh, Devontae plays with titties, you know.
But you like ass and titties, too. You just also like feet.
Yeah. Like, I think it's
too powerful.
It's good for my girl, too, because, like, you know, we'll have sex or whatever, because I like vagina more than feet, I'd have to say.
Yeah.
But, like, we'll have sex, and she'll say, like, oh, I'm sore or whatever. She'll just give me a fucking foot job, and I'm, like, highly satisfied because I like feet.
Right.
She doesn't have to do, like, any work.
Yeah, no, I've heard of some fetishes like that. I even think the pantyhose thing is like that, too. Like, you know.
And I don't even know if it's, like, the sleepy feet. Like, that's hot to me, but I don't like taking advantage of girls. Like I'm really against rape, if that makes sense, but I rape, I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, no, listen, like, I think it's really good that you, like, because you said, I hate to say that word, but I think that's what it is. I think, you know, what's good about you and what you have going for you, which a lot of people don't have forever in their life, and to have it in your 20s is super great, is you have a self-awareness. And, you know, my favorite quote is, like, know thyself. I think just a lot of people don't fucking know who they are, you know, or what they're doing and what it means. But you do, and the fact that you know it's wrong is a good thing. That you're doing it is a bad thing, right? But the fact that you know that it's wrong, and you know the proper term for it, because it is rape, and you use the word victims. I mean, you really see it clearly outside of yourself, and that's the first step, right? I think there's a lot of people that are out there that are doing it that don't even believe it's wrong or have pushed those feelings aside. And that's why I asked about how you felt the first couple times, because a lot of times what happens is people feel the way that you do the first couple times, but then they go into denial and they can't get back to those feelings of how wrong it is or how bad, you know, like, you still know those things.
Yeah, I really do know.
Yeah.
I haven't done it in such a long time.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm not going to lie. It's mostly because I was scared. I was trying to do it, but I was scared.
No, but that's good. It doesn't matter what is the reason.
Yeah. But I was like, but I haven't done it in a while. And I just start thinking to myself, like, what if you were friends with another guy? He had a foot fetish. And, you know, you thought that was cool. So you guys are chatting up about your foot fetish. And then one day you guys are fucking partying or whatever, and you walk in on him trying to do that to your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I'm gonna want to do is like shoot him in the face and kill him.
Oh yeah, and you have guns,
so the fact that I do that to somebody, like, you got to realize how they feel. And like you said with earlier, when the girl woke up, who knows? Like, I might have fucking traumatized her for the rest of her life. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid?
Yeah, that's very violating, you know, and like I said, I think in those situations, sometimes it takes more than just a couple of hours or a day to really process it, you know?
Like, my thing with me is, like, I'm really trying to stop, but it's not even necessarily that I want, like, fucking sleepy feet right now,
yeah.
And I hate to, like, you were saying on your episode, like, people want variety. Like, after having the same thing.
Yeah.
It's not that I want different vagina.
Uh-huh.
I do not want to sleep with, because my girlfriend is beautiful, like 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Do not need to sleep with anybody else. And her feet are perfect too, but it's not that I want other vagina. It's like I want other feet.
Right. Well, they don't want variety. That's variety.
But yeah. I don't need them to be sleep, but I've even thought about, like, man, maybe I should just go get a prostitute one day and get a foot job. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, you're making fun of that guy who did it. Yeah, you're making fun of him, and it's like, dude, he's not out there raping girls. I mean, like, why don't you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can be cool about your foot fetish. And there was one time that I was single, and I was talking to this girl, and she wasn't like too attractive to me. She was kind of she's a little bigger, but she wasn't like ugly or anything, but she mm-hmm. had some nice feet. So I like was hanging out with her at her house or whatever, and then like I could tell that she was trying to fuck me, but I wasn't trying to do that. So like the whole night goes on, she ends up going to sleep, I'm sleeping in her bed, and I just ended up getting a foot job.
Oh,
from her.
Right.
So what do you think about that? Like, she was trying to sleep with me, get some dick or whatever, and I just ended up being a creep again.
When she went to sleep and she didn't know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that when, you know, if someone's not aware, I don't know if you heard about Mo. I don't know if you listened to the episode with Mo, who I think you should. There was an episode I had with a guy who was doing some stuff to his wife when she was sleeping, with her legs, wearing pantyhose, and posting it on YouTube and getting, I mean, I don't want to give you any ideas, and posting it online for everyone to see. And I was like, it was like a whole sort of controversial episode, because I'm like, what you're doing is illegal, that you're posting videos of someone that doesn't know online, you know, sexual stuff, that I can't air your episode until you come to the conclusion that this is fucking wrong, right? I can't just sit here and laugh about this and talk about how hot this is when it's completely not illegal, and it's just crossing a line for what my show is, you know. And so he did come back. I mean, I shelved that episode and I didn't air it until he had until he took his YouTube channel down and understood that it was wrong, and then we added to it, and, you know, and then I aired it and I gave that sort of PSA to it. But it is like, when somebody is asleep, I mean, you don't air the stuff. I mean, you say you videotape it, you know, and I don't want to give you any ideas of going and fucking putting those videos online. That's what he was doing, you know. But when you're doing something to somebody that they don't know about and they don't have consent, there's no consent there, it's fucking wrong across the board, 100%. No ifs, ands, or buts. Doesn't matter if it's a girl that tried to fuck you. Doesn't matter if your sister's friend. It doesn't matter if you're 12 or 22. It's worse that you're older, but you know that, and that's why you've sort of curtailed it a little bit, right? It is different now that you're older.
Yeah, and like I said, I deleted like all the videos or whatever.
Yeah, you need to throw. This is what you need to do. You need to really stop this. I think your girlfriend's cool. She knows about your foot fetish. Eventually, you're young. I think young people are so much more open-minded. I think maybe you need to get permission from her to go get foot massages at places or do foot massages. You know what I mean? Go do that thing mm-hmm. for yourself to get your variety. Would a girl care if you get another girl's feet? Who cares?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, my girlfriend would go to the strip club with me.
So you need to get her on board so you could have variety. You need to feed your foot fetish desires. I think your girl would be totally fine with it, right? And if you start getting off that way, right, and become, you know, making maybe like the prostitute foot, you know, your go-to jerking off thing, that maybe you could rewire yourself, but you can never do the sleepy foot again, right? Like that has to just be a fucking no. You have to kill that part of yourself. And like I said, the way you do it is just by denying it. I think, you know, that book, you could send me a little picture of it. I would love to post it on my Instagram while your episode is airing. But like, I think, you know, if you throw that out along, like you had this episode, you were waiting to do it, you outed yourself, you know, I think this is the time for the death of that. You know what I mean? Like, I think you have to, throwing that out would be very symbolic for you and would be helpful in creating like the end of that part of you. It needs to be over, don't you think?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, and that's another reason I wanted to call, because I was like, you know what, she gives pretty good advice to these guys, and like, you're not afraid to call somebody out on their shit, like,
no,
you
know, not at all.
But I already knew that, like, it was fucked up anyway, so like, I call people out on their shit.
Yeah, I think, yeah, and that's why you like my show, because it's like you have that kind of brain. You like to pick things apart and analyze it. And you do that with yourself, which is good, right? I do that to myself, too. I call my own self out on shit, right? That's why I've had to, delete a lot of parts of myself. You know, there's a lot of parts of myself that were just like you that I knew I was doing something wrong over and over. And then, you know, I have to cut that out. I'm very good at quitting things. You know, you need to fucking quit this, because this is, you crossed a line. I believe, like, you know,
I mean, yeah, I haven't even done it in like over a year probably.
Yeah, no, that's good. And with COVID and stuff that's going on, and now that like it makes it harder, you have to keep going. You know what I mean? You have to add on to that year. It has to be 10 years. And like, listen, if you don't do it for like 10 years, it'll probably, like, the longer you don't do it, the weaker it will become. I promise you that. You know, you could always get a therapist on the side too, to talk to somebody. I mean, like, listen, I didn't quit drinking all by myself. You know, I had conversations with a lot of people, whether it was in AA in the beginning, and then I had a therapist, and then I would just fucking talk to my friends, because a lot of times it's very hard to cut ties with an addiction, you know? So, and it takes time. And you need help, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? So you could throw that fucking book out and make it symbolic of ending it. You talk to me. You're going to get a lot out of this episode when you listen to it back. You're going to go to YouTube, because a lot of people are going to talk about your episode there, right? And then maybe, and then you're going to want to talk to your girl about being honest about you needing a little more feet in your life somehow. You're going to bring that up and go get...
That's about how I bring that up. Because my girlfriend would be down for like a lot of shit. But I don't know. She don't like to share.
Well, right. But feet, it's not like... You have to ask her. You have to say, hey, listen, maybe bring it up like I was listening to this podcast and this guy was talking about like there's places where you could go and give massages to foot. Like, would you... Like, I'm sure you could go. She could come with you.
Mm-hmm.
You said she'd go to a strip club with you.
Yeah.
You know, bring it up in the heat of, like, just bring it up and see how she feels about it. Don't make it like a big thing that you have to do, but just feel her out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and be like, I was listening to it, and it was kind of hot. Like, would you be down? Would you want to come with me? Would you consider that cheating? Like, I don't know. Like, I would never do it if you weren't, you know, make her feel like she's in control of, like, what's going to happen, and not that you've made any decisions or anything, you know, because that's the truth. You haven't done that at all. And see if she'd be down, because you don't know. That would help you, right? But what you also could do is get somebody on the side. Yeah.
I think it would help if, like, I don't know, maybe, because, like I said, she has perfect feet. And, I mean, if you look at feet from the bottom, they're pretty much the same.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe, like, start watching porn or something,
mm-hmm.
like some flip porn, and then just use her feet. Then I get to look at. I feel like she'd be more down with something like that.
Wait, she doesn't know that you're into feet?
No, she does. She definitely okay. does.
So you never watch foot porn with her? You're saying if you maybe watched it with her, it would be good?
Yeah, you could start
with that. And what about this? Because I think, like I've said like this to other people with other, like, is there a way that you could get her to mock up the whole sleepy foot scenario for you? Like, hey, baby, like, can you, you know, like fantasy role playing?
No, like, because, like I said, she'll just give me one whenever I want. But
No. You don't know what I'm saying.
If she was taking a nap or something and I wanted one, I could just get one.
What I'm saying. I'm saying have her pretend that she's a stranger. Like, get her in on the fantasy. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people do, instead of crossing a line and doing something really naughty, they tell their partner about their fantasy. It's like the rape fantasy for women. Women don't really want to be raped, but they want to pretend to be raped, right? So they mock that all up. But, like, you know, so they don't do it in real life, right?
Oh, no, I get that. That probably actually worked. Because, like I said, she's, like, really attractive. She's what I look for in a female.
Right,
so maybe get like a wig.
Yeah, so you tell her, like, listen, I saw, and you could say that I saw this on a porn and it was like so hot to me, you know? Can you pretend to be like my sister's friend or my cousin's friend, and you're sleeping and I come in and I get a foot job? Like, mock, like, do your, you know, thing that gets you off with your girl in a fantasy scenario, and it's not going to be 100% as good as the real thing, but it's probably will be good if you have a good imagination and you could really get into it. I think it's enough to satisfy that part of yourself so you don't go do it in real life.
Is it bad that I'll look back on my experiences that I've had.
Yeah.
And I'll kind of feel bad about it.
Yeah.
But I don't really regret it. Is that, like,
you know, wrong? No, that's normal, I think, because I think that it's so long ago and you did it so much. You're far away from that feeling. I think if you really, like, I think if you really got to a place where you went totally clean and sober of what you're doing, you know, there might be a day that you become overwhelmed with feelings of a lot more guilt than you have now, you know, but you're very detached from it. And that happens because you do something over and over. That's why I asked you, how did you feel the first couple times? Because what happens when people do things that aren't right is the first couple times they feel really bad about it, but the more they do it, the more they detach from those feelings, and then they go into total denial. I've done that in my life. Most people have on some level, right? And then sometimes, like, there was a time for me, and I'll explain this, and I think I've talked about this on my show, where I busted into one of my ex-boyfriend's email accounts by accident. I was just saying to people, like, oh, you know, and I busted it, and then I started just, like, reading all his things. It was so wrong what I was doing, but I didn't feel wrong. But then one day, after like a year of doing it, it just hit me. Like, the feelings of what I was doing hit me so hard, I could never do it again. Now, why did I plug into those feelings that day? I don't really fucking remember, you know what I mean? But I was able to not feel those feelings for a very long time, you know? But then one day it all hit me, and I couldn't, and I just felt all the feelings for real were right in front of me, and I could never, like I said, do it again, and that was over. So those feelings are in you somewhere, and, you know, sometimes they don't come out until you're totally clean and sober or ready for them. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, how you feel about it now, like I said, the first step is how you feel about it now. You know, 3 steps from now, you might have a time at some point in your life moving forward, if you really kick the habit, that you might actually feel worse about it, but you'll have to work through that.
And I really do want to, like, stop, but, like, I don't know, like, maybe one day we'll be drinking, because I don't just drink to, like, prey on somebody. Like, I'll invite friends over, and we'll really have a good time, you know?
Yeah.
But, what if one of those good times, like, she just passed out on the couch, and it's tempting. Like, where are the steps that I go? Like, in my mind, I'd be like, oh, it'd be so easy, you know, blah, blah, blah. What can I do if I run across a scenario where, like, I wasn't trying, because sometimes, like, in the past, I pre-plan it, like, all right, I'm going to invite them over, blah, blah, corner them in this room, so for sleep, and I'll try it then. But, like, what if it just presents itself to me in a way?
I think you used to say, you have to do the you have to change that scenario somehow, because you told me in the past that when you would do it, you wouldn't get so drunk because you wanted to be in control and you knew what you were mm-hmm. going to do. So maybe you get really fucking drunk. Yeah, so you don't think. Yeah, you have to do some, like, you have to do the opposite of what you did in the past. This is you. Listen, when you're quitting an addiction, it's like you against you. You know what I'm saying? You have to mind fuck yourself. So whatever, however it worked before, you have to do something different. You have to go against that part of you. So like I said, if it's in the past, you would, you know, work those kinds of drunk situations, controlling it in the way that you were. You maybe just go in uncontrolled and not thinking about it and drink as much as you want. And, you know, you'll get drunk, forget about it, won't do it. And then you'll be like, wow, this is better waking up and not feeling bad about doing something, you know, and the pleasure of feeling good about yourself that you didn't do something that you used to do will start to empower you and, you know, a little bit more than feeling bad the next day, right? And that's what starts to happen, you know. So I think if you start to feel good about yourself, denying yourself and not doing the wrong thing, and you get off on that, you know, that'll also help.
What kind of made it help me in a little bit was I even tried to creep on my current girlfriend now at a party, like in the middle of the field, and she was just there, like, to drive people home. So, but she was, like, in her car with flip-flops on, and I just opened the door, like, not even thinking, like, just opened the door, looked at her feet, touched her foot, and then she, like, woke up and was, like, kind of in a sleep, like, mom, what are you doing, like, I don't know. And then I just was like, oh, I think they're ready to go home.
No, but that's why you have to do, that's why you have to bring her into this fantasy of yours. And you have to, you don't, listen, you don't have to cop to the fact that you used to do that. You don't have to cop to any of the stuff, you know, but moving forward, you can let her in on this as a fantasy. You could bring it up to her and you have to start living it out with her knowing. That's it.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, these are the things I have to go down because I got to wrap it up. I wish, you know, I'm glad that I knew you longer.
I understand. Time.
But I think this is your deal. You have to throw that book out. You have to listen to this podcast. You have to not do it anymore. And the way that you do that is you have to maybe arm yourself with a little bit of help moving forward. And maybe that's getting a therapist. I don't know. Does somebody like you at your age believe in therapy? I don't know. Therapy's fucking great.
No, I feel like I'm more of the therapist. Honestly.
Yeah, but you're not. I got to tell you, if you get the right therapist, because I've had therapists in my life, and if you get the right therapist.
I've never.
They will. I know. Yeah, you're young. They will never. I mean, you will never be able to get what you get from a therapist, from anyone, not from this conversation, from me, not talking to your friends. I mean, they just bring something very unique to the table, and it is very beneficial. Or, but what you could also do that addicts do, I mean, there's meetings you could go to, you know, you could go to a sex addiction meeting, and you're going to meet a lot of people there that have similar kinds of things going on. And you could just go and listen in those rooms and, you know, and maybe meet up with somebody else who's a sex addict, because there's a little bit of that going on here.
Yeah, I would definitely say, because it's not like, I don't even, like, want to go sleep with other girls. Like, I'm satisfied with a vagina. It's just, like, the feet. I don't know. Just,
right,
like,
but and these other people are going to be able to relate, but they have other things that are, you know, pulling them to do things that they know are wrong. So, you know, if you don't want to get therapy, and that also costs a lot of money, you know, you could find yourself a meeting to go to in your area. They're all over. But you need help with kicking it.
It's not necessarily that money is a problem. It's just like,
maybe you don't believe in it. That's fine. But people are going to be, listen, you're going to go to YouTube. You're going to see if anybody out there has had this problem or has a problem like this guy has and has kicked it and could maybe help him, you know, because what people have in AA, I never had it because I didn't stay in AA for that long, is they have sponsors. It's somebody that you could talk to that really keeps you in check, you know, and you talk to them at all. If you could find somebody, like say it's not like there's different options available, right? There's either therapy with a professional. There's, you know, going to these meetings, but also it's like getting like a sponsor. If you went to those meetings, you'd get, you could find a sponsor and that's somebody that you could talk to and you could be really fucking honest like you are with me with that person and they could help you. And, you know, in a situation like, oh, there's girls over your house and they're going to go to sleep and you feel like you're about to do something wrong, you know, you could call up that person and say, hey, I'm about to, you know, and they can hold you accountable and maybe talk you through it so you don't do it. You know, there's help like that out there. And I think that you need it because when you are fighting addiction, like I say, it's you against you. It doesn't matter how powerful you are, you know, you need help and there's nothing wrong with that, you know, and you need to find that help. But I do also think that what will help you is mocking out and living that fantasy out with your girlfriend and getting her to role play the, you know, the sleepy girl.
She is hot too.
Yeah, sleepy girl, sleepy foot fantasy. And keep me posted and let me know when you threw out that fucking book. Send me a picture of it if you want me to show it on my thing. It, you know, bury it, put it to death, make it a thing. Like, this is the end of that. And listen, even if it's not tomorrow, do it. Wait, like, put a date on your calendar.
What? Before I throw out the book, because I think it's, you're kind of like a celebrity, I mean, I think it's pretty cool talking to you.
Yeah.
Before I throw out the book, do you like me to call back for another episode and I can go, like, look through the names? Because it's kind of, like, hard to remember it just straight off the top, but if I look at the book, I kind of remember what happened. Like I said, I wrote down where it was at.
You know what we could do? Because I have an episode where I taped a guy only for a half hour because he just was talking about like a dick piercing. And I'm like, you know, you can't talk about an hour. You know, he's like a really normal guy that had his dick pierced. So I could add it.
30-minute
just on your book.
The names and,
yeah, just on
like,
your book.
Kind of explaining what happened real fast.
Yeah,
before
sure.
I throw it up. So I can go back and listen.
But what I was going to say, yeah, absolutely. But what I was going to say too, because when I've quit things, it's not like I'm like, oh, I'm going to quit it tomorrow. You might not be ready. Even if you say you're going to do it 3 months from now, you know what I mean? Set a specific time period and like, you know, for that to happen. And it doesn't have to be tomorrow, you know? But but do those things for yourself. Start taking those steps, and they'll all help you. Even one of those steps with your girlfriend doing it could really help you. But you can't do it again. It is rape. It's very wrong, 1,000%. And I always say this, and I'm going to say it to you, and this is then I'm going to sign off, is that like when you are doing something that's wrong, and you know it's wrong, and a part of you wants to stop, what happens is, you know, if you don't stop it yourself, that subconscious part of you that wants it to stop creates a scenario where it stopped for you, and you don't want that scenario to happen because that could be maybe the end of your relationship because your girl catches you doing it to someone else. It could mean somebody catches you do it and you go to fucking jail. Do you know what I mean? They call the cops on you or you get outed. I mean, you don't want it to be out of your control, you know? So what you want to do is stop this behavior in your control while you still have it under control. Do you understand? Because you got to be, what I'm always nervous for is that person who knows they're doing something wrong, is still doing it, wants to stop, but hasn't yet. Because the ending is coming because you want it to come. But how is it going to happen? I hope it doesn't happen in a bad way. So try to take control into your own hand now and do it the smart way and get out of what you're doing and stop what you're doing with your head really held up high.
I really have tried to stop. Like, my first little step was like,
I know, but listen, because I
have, you know, this is wrong. I need to delete.
I know, but listen to the word you just used. I have tried to stop.
Tried, yeah.
Try is a weak word. Okay, I remember when I was gonna quit smoking, people were like, oh, like, are you gonna try to stop? I'm like, what do you mean try? No, I'm going to stop. Like, that's it. Like, I'm gonna stop. I don't know if it's gonna be really, 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 really hard to stop, but I'm gonna fucking do it, right? It's not like you're not gonna try. Mm-hmm. When someone says I'm gonna try to quit smoking, that's like bullshit. Like, don't bother. Like, that means there's a part of you that doesn't think you could do it, and it can't be that. It has to be, I'm going to stop.
There's also a part of me that just doesn't want to stop doing
it. Of course.
Like, if I can get it, then why not?
Start thinking about
the other side of me.
Yeah.
The other side of me is like, because I have like a multiple personality in my head. Like,
we all do.
I'll talk to myself. One side I'd be like, come on, man, this feels good. And then the other side I'd be like, no, you're fucking sick.
We all have that, okay? That's fucking life. We all have all those little parts in ourselves.
It depends what voice is talking louder that day.
Exactly. But you have to really start that. You have to mind fuck yourself. You have to really start thinking how bad it is that you're doing, how illegal it is. You have to remember the words rape and victim. You're going to have to read the comments on YouTube to see what people say, and you have to keep facing that reality and keep, you know, trying to do the right thing and listen to the right voice inside of you. And then you mock up the stuff, the fantasies with your girlfriend, get off in that way and start creating like new addictions for yourself. And then we'll talk again. I have to go because now it's like almost fucking 12 o'clock. My poor son's been sitting outside this whole time. It's too late.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So I'll be air. I think I'm going to air this one next week because it's, I've never had this thing on, you know?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So
yeah.
You're going to get some good advice. If anyone has advice for this guy or wants to talk to him, please comment below on YouTube or email me and I'll send it off to you. And then we'll talk again with your book. Okay. Thanks so much for calling in. What's your name again? What do we call you?
Aaron, I think.
Who?
Aaron.
Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Aaron. Thanks so much for calling in. And we're going to talk again.
All right.
Good luck. Okay, bye.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.